Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Today on the Fans and the Pro with Deuce McAllister, Mike Haas, forget the record, Saints versus Bucks, it's more than a game. You can get Deuce's do's and don'ts for Sunday's NFC South showdown. Plus, he'll get intel on Tampa from J.C. Allen of the Pirate Parlay podcast. Also, Tiger fans, how you feeling about third-ranked Texas A&M coming to Death Valley? What gives you confidence LSU can upset the Aggies? Then, Pelicans and NBA talk with Antscape ESPN reporter Mark Spears at 6. You can go inside LSU football on the Brian Kelly Show at 6. And then, of course, it's Friday Night Lights, the Manning Family Children's Hospital prep football roundup here on WWL. Jan Moeller joins us now, executive director of Invested in Louisiana, to talk about what could happen with SNAP benefits and the government shutdown. Good morning, Jan. How are you?
I'm great, Tommy. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks for taking the
technical difficulties.
No worries about that. Tell me about the issue that SNAP recipients could be facing on the 1st and what Jeff Landry, the governor, has already said.
Well, this is a very serious situation. SNAP, of course, is the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, the food stamp program. I think until now, most people haven't directly felt the effects of the federal shutdown, unless you work for the federal government or you had a family vacation planned to a national park or something like that. But SNAP, that's the food stamp program. More than 800,000 households in Louisiana rely on these benefits to put food on the table every month.
How many young
and,
was it?
More than 800,000 households, so well over a million people get part of their monthly groceries through this program.
And these are not people, hang on a second, I just want to clear this up. These are not people that sit at home and say, you know what, I just don't want to work, I'm going to go to the store and I'm going to get all the ribeye steaks that I want. I'm just trying to, you know, surface the objections here, surface what some people think. And then get the ribeye steaks because the dog will eat the steaks even though you don't let my food stand. These are a lot of working people that need the help from the government because they just don't, a lot of culture bearers, they just don't make enough to pay the bills. Go ahead.
That's exactly right. And the vast majority of these households are working households. And the key word in SNAP is supplemental. It doesn't pay the entire grocery bill. It helps put that food on the table. It's also critical to Louisiana retailers who sell that food to recipients. This is everything from large supermarket chains to neighborhood grocery stores, farmers markets. Well, the White House has announced that no benefits are going to be paid. And the way this program works is the state administers the program and pays half of the administrative costs, but the benefits are all paid by the federal government. And Donald Trump has announced that no benefits are going to be paid starting November 1st. Now, that's not going to – the way the program works is these benefits get paid out throughout the month. You know, it's not a stamp. It's a Louisiana purchase card that works like a credit card.
It gets loaded up, right? Electronically?
It gets loaded up. Absolutely. So some people get them loaded up at the beginning of the month, middle of the month, end of the month. So it's not going to hit everybody at once. But the people who are disabled and elderly, people who rely on this program for most of their groceries because they are unable to work, they get their benefits at the beginning of the month. So the very first people who are going to be hurt by this decision that the White House made are the people who are the absolutely most vulnerable. And I want to be clear about one thing. Eventually, if this shutdown continues much longer, the federal government's going to run out of money, but there is money to pay these benefits for at least the beginning, if not most of November. The U.S. Department of Agriculture, which runs this program, has a contingency fund set aside for shutdowns. So this is a choice that the president and Governor Landry made to cut off these benefits to people who need them to put food on the table. Presumably because they want to ratchet up the pressure to cut a deal and get this shutdown resolved.
Yeah, and again, what happened to me, my analysis of this is that you got political games being played in Washington between the Democrats and Republicans, and the people that are getting hurt are those that are the least able to defend themselves, which is the way it always works, Jan. You know that. Just paint a picture of it for me, what it would look like for these people in November if those benefits don't get loaded up.
It's going to be tough. Again, you know, it's for many people, it's hard to imagine that families don't have enough money to buy groceries. But we've all been to the grocery store. We've all seen prices of everything going up. So if you are, especially if you're somebody who is elderly or disabled, you're probably living hand to mouth. You're probably or thinking right now how you're going to stretch whatever is left on that Louisiana purchase card, because you may not have enough food to eat next month. And again, November is coming up in a week and a day. So this is not a next month crisis. This is a very immediate crisis. And hopefully Washington will get this resolved before it comes to this.
Thank you, Jan. I appreciate your time. I really do. And the only thing I would add is that to make it real for people, you know, we all have times where we don't go to the store and we keep putting it off for whatever reason, and there's nothing to eat in the house, and it's like, well, we got crackers here, we got a can of this, let's see what that is. But imagine that being your only choice. You don't have the choice of going to the store or not. That's all you have, and you have no other options other than food banks, and then the pressure goes on to them, and their resources are stretched as well. Thank you, Jan Moeller, Executive Director of Invest in Louisiana. 756, traffic now, WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.